We thank God for another day that we can enjoy the blessing of the Lord. His steadfast love never ceases, they are new every morning. Let's believe that because God's word is true. He will never lie. Let's claim the promise of God. The word of God is trustworthy. Good morning and welcome to our God's word for today devotional. Let us continue our devotional in the book of Psalms, and we are now here at Psalm 125, verses 1 to 5. This is part of the Book of Ascents or the Song of Ascents from chapter 120 to chapter 134. So let me read this chapter for all of us today. Those who trust in the Lord are like Mount Zion, which cannot be moved but abides forever. As the mountains surround Jerusalem, so the Lord surrounds his people from this time forth and forevermore. For the scepter of wickedness shall not rest on the land allotted to the righteous, lest the righteous stretch out their hands to do wrong. Do good, O Lord, to those who are good and to those who are upright in their hearts. But those who turn aside to their crooked ways, the Lord will lead away with evildoers. Peace be upon Israel. One of the encouraging truths about God is that God is the one protecting us. As the psalmist or the writer expressed here in verse 2, as the mountains surround Jerusalem, so the Lord surrounds his people. What a great picture and imagery of God's protection. The Lord surrounds his people. Now, let's always take note that they are traveling from the distant land to Jerusalem in order to partake and participate in the annual festivals at Jerusalem. So the worshipers, as they approach Jerusalem, now they see the city, they recall some of the hardships that the city has gone through over the years. They reflect this as typical of their experiences as God's chosen people. Like the formidable city of Jerusalem, they completely felt the security and protection from God. As we read that in verse 1 and 2, those who trust in the Lord are like Mount Zion, which cannot be moved but abides forever. As the mountains surround Jerusalem, so the Lord surrounds his people from this time forth and forevermore. So Mount Zion is a very formidable city. It's situated at the hill or in the mountain, and nothing can touch it and destroy it without God's approval. Of course, God will allow only if he allows it to be attacked by his sovereignty. But as long as God is still God and God will protect the city as a formidable city, he surrounds the city and he surrounds his people. Well, this is not the case all the time. There were times in the past that Jerusalem came under the rule of his enemies. But God would never allow these enemies to control it for long. The scepter of wickedness shall not rest on the land allotted to the righteous, as verse 3 says. This happens as God's chastisement when his people lost their devotion to him. You see, this was not a punishment, but it was a chastisement or a discipline of God towards his own people. You know, as a father who loves his children, he will discipline them so that they will learn to be holy and blameless and righteous before God. As Hebrews chapter 12 reminded us that the love of the father will prompt him to discipline and chasten his children. And their security rests in the character of God, that God is just and righteous. Surely, God reflects his character in his care to his people. Now, there is a presumption here that they were sinners before, they rebelled and disobeyed God before, but now they repented of their sins and they make amends, and they are now doing what is right. So the Lord promised that those who are good and those who are righteous, he will protect. And they prayed for this in verse 4, do good, O Lord, to those who are good and to those who are upright in their hearts. So they We're pleading that God will be just and righteous in dealing with them. He is too righteous to commit mistakes. He is too good to be unkind. But a contrast here to those who are wicked is those who turn aside to their crooked ways, as verse 5 says, the Lord will lead away with evildoers. Peace be upon Israel. So in contrast, those who are wicked, God will punish them. But because of his justice and because of his righteousness, he will not allow that his own people, those who belong to him, will suffer and will under the oppressors, under the enemy, under the scepter of wickedness for so long. An important note that we can read in verse 3 is that God will not allow it to happen, that there will be a prolonged oppression, because he said here, lest the righteous stretch out their hands to do wrong, so that the righteous will be exasperated that they will do wrong. God knows our limits. God knows our boundaries. God is faithful. As we learned yesterday, through the Apostle Paul in his writings in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13, yes, God will allow trials, but with the trials, he will also provide a way of escape that we will be able to bear it. Even James wrote beautifully about the truth that God allowed trials in our lives. He said in James chapter 1, verse 1, or verse 2 to 4, that we have to count it all joy when we meet diverse trials or diverse temptations, knowing this, because we know, we are aware that the trials of our faith, it produces patience, or it works out patience. And when patience will continue, we will mature, lacking nothing. So in other words, there is a purpose why God allowed or allows our sufferings. Yes, Jerusalem at one time in the past experienced hardships, but God delivered the city. And now they're enjoying the beauty of the city, that they can go there and do their annual festivals to celebrate the goodness and the faithfulness of God. Yes, God is faithful. God is just and righteous. Let's continue to uphold and firmly believe that God is surrounding us. God surrounds his people. Let's apply this to our hearts today. Let's reflect this and not only be a hearer of the word of God, but be a doer of it. Perhaps you are tempted to believe that God is far, God is a distant away, but your feelings are not reflective to the truth. Our feelings are ups and downs. They are in many times in contrast, in conflict with the truth in the Bible. But the truth should set us free from those feelings. We feel sometimes that God is far away, but the truth is that God is never far away. God will be always near to us. Yet we have to trust, and we have to be firm in our confidence that God is with us and he surrounds us, and nothing can attack us, and even death, even whatever, can never remove us from the presence of God. Nothing can separate us from the love of God in Christ. Let's be encouraged by these words today. Let us pray. Father, thank you for your word once again, reminding us, Lord, that just as you surround the city of Jerusalem, you surround your people. We are not always faithful to you, Lord. We fail you many, many times, yet you remain faithful. Even if we deny you, you remain faithful to us, Lord. Not a reason for us to abuse your goodness, but a reason for us to cling unto your goodness. For we are unworthy of your love and grace, so that we feel the awe and wonder that we should not abuse your goodness in our lives, Lord. Thank you for this reality today. Wherever we go, whatever we do, surround us, Lord, with your grace and mercies. Thank you for this assurance that you'll never leave us nor forsake us. You are present in every places and everywhere that we go, even in the most difficult moments in our life today. You are always with us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.